I'm quite honestly just stunned right now by the news of the United States lifting sanctions on the country of Iran. Just think about this. We are lifting oil sanctions on the country that we are currently going to war with because Donald Trump's global backfire hit oil markets so hard that he is desperate for any sort of relief. At the same time, Donald Trump is out there on the White House front lawn claiming that we've won this war already. He said for like every 3 days since this war has begun, he said the war is over. I swear, like a week ago he was saying it's winding down. 10 days ago he was saying it's over. 13 days ago he said in and out, it'll be done soon. But as he's saying this, you have to look at what they're actually doing. What they're actually doing is mobilizing thousands more troops to the Middle East for a potential ground invasion, which would be impossible due to the geography of Iran. If you look at what they're doing, they're asking for $200 billion more dollars from Congress so the Pentagon has money to fight more wars. You know what's funny? They said we had no money for healthcare for a while. We even shut the government down because healthcare couldn't be funded. It was, quote, fiscally irresponsible. But any calculation of fiscal responsibility goes directly out the window. Directly out the window when it comes to bombing school children in Iran, when it comes to funding endless wars. I mean, it's also worth mentioning they said we didn't have money for Ukraine for years. Well, now we have money to fund another endless Middle Eastern war. I think protecting our European allies is more important, and now Trump wonders why those same European allies don't want to help us when we've abandoned them repeatedly. You know, we're going to break all of this down, including the insane series of events that's happened over the past 24 hours or so. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help us get to 2 million subscribers. Make sure you watch until the very end of this video. It means the world to me. And let's just start here. Barak Ravid says, the U.S. is now going to allow Iran to get $14 billion in oil revenue. This is a huge financial concession to Iran by the United States. It is the first time the United States is buying Iranian oil since 1996, and it's all happening in the middle of a war against Iran. As Joni points out, going to war with a country, then immediately floating the idea and actually executing the idea of lifting sanctions on that country's oil to prevent your own economic collapse is a definition of strategic failure. And that's a really good way to put it. That's a really succinct, great way to put it. I think that strategic failure is almost understating what is happening here. This is not strategic failure. This is global humiliation in one of the most insane, grandiose ways we could possibly see. Trump kept saying he was going to assemble a coalition of ships to escort him through the strait. Then he realized, wait a minute, all of the countries I'd rely on, I've bullied relentlessly for years. And as countries denied and said, we're not going to help you go on a suicide mission, we saw that inflation in the US, or implied inflation over the next few months, began to spike. We haven't actually gotten a new inflation report, but investors are now betting overall U.S. inflation will go above 5%. Implied inflation rate from 1 year break even. We would have the highest inflation in years since COVID broke down our supply chains. And I just want to back up for a second because I think people oftentimes forget, I don't say this enough, I don't repeat this enough, that all of this was completely unavoidable. Not in the sense that we didn't have to go to war in the first place in this specific war, but in the sense that we actually had an agreement already laid out, and the reports are we were inches away from another agreement before Donald Trump blew it up about 21 days ago, 22 days ago, when this war started. Kasim Rashid, a really good friend of the show, reports that MSNBC journalist David Rhodes says, quote, Iran offered to give away all of its enriched uranium during peace talks in Geneva. The British thought it was a credible offer. Hours later, Trump started bombing Iran anyway. The U.S. didn't want peace. They wanted war. Donald Trump blew up the Iran nuclear deal, despite Iran's compliance. This was years ago. The JCPOA was negotiated by Obama. He then sanctioned and bombed Iran, claiming he destroyed their nuclear program. And when Iran still came to negotiate and give up all of its enriched uranium, Trump killed 175 Iranian girls, spiked global oil markets, tanked the stock market, has killed thousands more in the Middle East, hundreds of United States service members are casualties, and all of this was entirely avoidable if we just use a negotiation mechanism at our disposal. The most succinct way you can say all of this is that the United States is an inherently more dangerous place every single day this war is waged, and I truly believe that. I truly believe that lifting oil sanctions on Russia, allowing them to strike Ukraine more, is going to backfire in the long term catastrophically, and in the short term, because they're funding Iran. They're helping give intelligence to Iran. I think that lifting oil sanctions off of the country that we are going to war with is perhaps one of the dumbest strategic things you can possibly do. And that is a situation that we find ourselves in. We find ourselves in a situation where we have a president who will one day say the war is winding down, and then the next day will say that we're just beginning, and then the next day will say that we've already won while also deploying troops. It's very worth pointing out that we're entering week 4 of this war, right? We had the first 7 days, then 14, then 21. Now we're entering week 4 of this war, and Donald Trump is just now deploying more troops to the Middle East. The reports are it could take them 10 days to get to the Middle East. And then who knows how long this operation will take, meaning we are blowing past the 4 to 6 week timeline that Trump gave out. This is going to be another endless war. And what does Trump have to say for himself?
Militarily won in Iran. What did you mean by that? He said the war was militarily won in Iran. What did you mean by that?
Oh, I think we've won. We've knocked out their Navy, their Air Force. We've knocked out their anti-aircraft. We've knocked out everything. We're roaming free. From a military standpoint, all they're doing is clogging up the strait. But from a military standpoint, they're finished.
So how much longer does the American...
Okay, wait a minute. From a military standpoint, all they're doing is clogging up the strait, meaning they still do have military capacity. And they just struck a few other countries yesterday. They're also flying drones and still doing attacks. So they clearly still have the means. But what Trump's saying here, I don't find it convincing that destroying another country's military capabilities in the short term is somehow winning. The reality is there is an enormous, enormous cost, not just monetarily, but in terms of human lives and sacrifice in order to do a war like this. Enormous cost. And if you're going to say that now the benefit of this war is that Iran can't use some ships that they already weren't using, that Iran can't use some drones that they already weren't using. The Strait of Hormuz was already open. We already had passageway through that. Our win is just temporarily setting back their military. I feel like this is going to end in it's going to turn into a treadmill of a perpetual war. We're going to be in perpetuity striking them every 8 months because they're going to rebuild. Then we're going to strike them. Then we're going to rebuild. The only way to actually enact regime change would be boots on the ground, which is what Trump is kind of planning, but that would be catastrophic. I've explained this a few times, but boots on the ground would necessitate sending troops into a place that is 4 times larger than Iraq. It's got 3 times the population, twice the size of the military, and it's surrounded by mountains. So it's just geographically impossible to invade a country like this. But I don't even think Trump knows that. I don't even think Trump knows anything. He's playing it by ear. He's blown up peace deals that were about to happen. This motherfucker is lifting sanctions on the countries that we're at war with, therefore giving them more money. Like, we cannot go without calling this shit out. The U.S. is going to allow Iran to get $14 billion in oil revenue. Russia is getting billions of dollars per day in oil revenue and directly using that money to make the world a more dangerous place. We are helping our enemies consolidate their power and wealth so that they can continue to escalate. I'm really sick of it, and I'm sick of Donald Trump's handling of this. I have a great CNN video coming out in just a few hours. I hope you guys can watch it. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.